As the mighty Son of Tomorrow speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless him, to thank him, and to continually pour our love to him for all that his love has meant to the earth all through the centuries. And now, since the hour of purification is here, all that his love means to America from tonight. Beloved of my heart, mighty is the great wisdom of the cosmic law. Mighty is the power of its love, and victorious always is its almighty presence of the sacred fire. Ever dwell within that sun presence, and call forth into yourselves those powers of the ascended masters, almighty mastery, those powers of the sacred fire from Venus, that you may have as freely as the air you breathe. Draw them into yourselves. Call for them to come into yourselves and hold control of you and all about you. And you shall know what our love means to life. You shall have your victory without limit. You shall be protected and supplied, my loved ones, by a love that is eternal and forever, giving of itself into outer manifestation. You have had a blessing tonight, in fact, all day. But tonight was the culmination of the release we have offered to you in this locality. The messengers saw part of it tonight at dinner. For there were certain destructive forces withdrawn from this locality after your song was finished tonight before dinner. And I wish to convey to you my love and gratitude, and that of those who are with me, for what that music enabled us to do tonight. And thank you with all my heart. Thank you, precious ones, with all our heart's love, and we will be very close with you during both of these conclaves. And we hope you will have joy unspeakable by the radiation we will not only leave with you, but we shall become a part of you through your acceptance of its presence within you. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. Now, my dear ones, wherever you move in the outer world, if you would just take an instant, it doesn't take but 30 seconds for you to send your love to your presence and demand the purifying love of our mastery in you to possess everything around you. It will clear your way. It will enable many victories to come to you. And your mastery will become your daily experience and the world of your manifestations. Try to realize what the purifying love of our mastery of life means to the universe. The fiery love from Venus for that violet consuming flame that is the cosmic control of this whole system of worlds is yours to use without money, without price, without any effort except your love to your mighty I Am presence first and your call to us for its almighty purifying mastery in you. The purifying love of our mastery in you. The purifying love of the violet flame mastery in you. For I assure you, my dear ones, the hub of the universe and everything in manifestation that is constructive, I assure you, is the action of the purifying love from the heart of creation. And mastery means the drawing forth of that purifying love into yourselves first and then into everything you contact. And you will find it such a power of victorious accomplishment as no words can describe. Only your own experience of becoming that dominion can ever convey to you how mighty is that power we are pouring to the earth at this time because of the purification that must come. You have been told through the centuries, call unto me and I will answer thee. It is impossible, my loved ones, to call to your beloved I Am presence or to us for the purifying love of our eternal mastery to come into you and control everything. There's no greater power you can use anywhere in infinity than that call. But mankind does not understand how mighty is the love of that sacred fire from the heart of creation, the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. So tonight, I am determined to bring this comprehension within you by the radiation of that sacred fire's purifying love of our mastery as it pours forth to enfold you. It shall enter into you. And your higher mental body, flooding forth its own purifying love of its mastery as the Christ presence, will make you comprehend what I mean and will unite with the flame of love I offer from my heart. All that mankind has ever accomplished through the centuries, or ever will, if it be of good, it must have this purifying love, the master power of the universe at the heart center of the manifestation of the good to come into outer action. And so, when you understand the heart action of life, you will and must acknowledge its purifying love as master in you. So when you call forth our purifying love of our mastery over all in this world, it means a power is drawn into you to control all within you and all around you harmoniously wherever you pass in the universe. For I assure you, this makes you a sun presence of such power as you cannot comprehend until you become it. And then you know it is your home. It is the goal of all activity. It is the scepter of power. It is the eternal great command from the great central sun to all life in manifestation. Use that command, my dear ones, and prove to yourselves what mastery over circumstance you will attain, what power you have to perfect conditions around you, and what protection it is to all that is good. Tonight I want to leave with you the comprehending consciousness of such power of mastery as only that purifying love can give. So, my dear ones, understand it as the mightiest law of action everywhere in the universe. For it is the heart action from the great central sun, the great, great silence. It is the almighty power of mastery. It is a conquering presence, victorious always. So tonight, feel with me the outpouring of this mighty assistance from Venus to the earth, that it may spread the radiance and the power of that mastery that is purifying love, transmutes everything harmoniously into its own glorifying perfection. I could talk for eternity on the marvels of its manifestations, on the beauty and perfection of its presence, and the victory of the freedom which it is to life. You can't have protection without it. You can't manifest perfection without it. There is no mastery without it. It is all of everything your hearts can ever desire. So if you will accept tonight the purifying love of my mastery of the sacred fire from Venus, if you will accept it and let it enter into you to become part of your own life flame, you will feel me. You will feel the mastery which my life gives to life by its purifying love. You will feel my purifying love, and that which is of discord you will find cannot approach. This is the master power from the heart of creation. And now, as you enter deeper into the comprehension of all that it means, all that it can do for you, and all that it is in you as it holds control. Learn what the purifying love of the mastery of the great, great silence can do for you and bring into you. That power of the great, great silence, in which there is no lack of any good thing, which brings rest and peace in action, and which holds you anchored to the center and the powerhouse of the universe, and mastery will begin to bring the blessings of its manifestation to fill your world, make your pathway easy, and make you victorious always. If you are to have the ascension, you must have the purifying love of our mastery. That is the magnetic power that draws you into the ascension. And if you will draw it inside of yourselves now and call our master control within you of yourselves and all you contact, my dear ones, you can go forward and attain the marvels of the ascended master's octave. Bring them into this world. Let them bless life and become eternal here as you take your dominion, as you take your departure and come into our octave. You leave the blessings behind that will bless with that purifying love's mastery all life, all substance, all energy, all in manifestation. That is your home. That is the goal you must attain. And that is the power you must use in order to conquer the conditions of this world, to rise above them, to be invincible against evil, and to reveal the sun presence of your beloved I Am in outer conditions. So, blessed ones, if you will just ask for this within yourselves, never mind the world around you, use this inside of yourselves first and then flood it to the outer world, and you will remain master of circumstance and conditions around you will at all times cooperate with you. So, blessed ones, go forward and use it and feel my presence. And if you care to make the experiment, just by pronouncing my name, as you did this morning in your decrees, you will find my love, the purifying love of my mastery, acting and manifesting in that name, in the very vibration that you speak, until you will be clothed with my power to accomplish what you desire that is right. So, blessed ones, go forward and know our heart's flame is ever around you, and the purifying love of eternity and the mastery from Venus has come to assist you and will raise you to your perfection for eternity. Go forward and be at peace. And may its power of the great, great silence give you everything you could ever desire that makes you happy and perfect and invincible for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Son of Kamaro, for your love inside of us to hold control forever. May its purifying master presence forever bring peace wherever we abide. Thank you, and all who've come from Venus, to minister with you till the earth and all upon it is purified. May we be part of your legions and dwell in the world of your heart forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, enfold us all in their purifying love of their master presence with us and within us, and hold command around us for eternity. And we thank them. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such power of this mastery as only the great ones can bestow. We thank. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with your own hearts, purifying love of your mastery, your obedience in us, and that is all freedom forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Son of Kamaro. Beloved Victory, and all who've come from Venus to help raise mankind to freedom, may we dwell within the world of your heart, and wherever we abide, each one under this radiation, be a sun presence of your purifying love, of your mastery over all in this world forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved mighty Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress, this mighty sun presence of the purifying love of the mastery of blessed Son of Kamaro and the other Kamaros and all from Venus. May it surge forth quickly and transmute all into its own perfection for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding sun presence of the sacred fire's purifying love, of the mastery of the great ones from Venus. May that mastery take its dominion now and close out all that is not its perfection for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all of the purifying love of eternal mastery to come forth everywhere within those under this radiation and blaze its victorious presence and power around us for eternity. And we thank thee. As we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its purifying love and its mastery over this world manifest everywhere we abide and hold control within us for eternity. And we thank thee.